Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 418 for September 2020. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And I want to remind you that if you have an opportunity, go over to our website at hometravelagent.net. And at that website, you can sign up for our newsletter. And if you do, I do promise you that you will not be spammed. Now, we typically release the newsletter once a month, and the newsletter contains the show notes and all the links that we talk about during the show. So this is a pretty handy way to get the newsletter and get those links that we discuss during the course of our show. Also, at the website, you're going to find our archives, which you can search by topic. And we do have plenty of topics because we've been producing the show since 2005, and we've been producing it regularly all that time. And now the best part is that it's all free. You don't even have to enter your email address to listen to all of our past shows. And when you do, I hope you find some great information to help your business, help improve your business, and help you to bring clients. And that's kind of our goal here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We want to help the travel trade. And again, we've been doing this since 2005 at no charge. Now, this past month has been pretty busy for us. We've had the opportunity to host our friends from Georgia, and they came up and visited us, and we showed them around western and northern Michigan. Now, this was a lot of fun because we're helping our friends have a new experience new places. And I know as travel agents, you experience this kind of fun every time a client comes back from vacation and tells you all about their trip. And what I want to do here is I want to help you gain more clients. So in today's show, I'm running solo. We have no interview guest. So I want to provide you with a topic that I hope you find useful. And I know I've found it useful because recently at my company, we've been having a marketing conversation about customer avatars. And we've been talking about our need to begin developing a customer avatar. Now, because of this conversation, I really wanted to learn all that I could about customer avatars and what they're all about and how they can help you. And during the course of my learning, I kept thinking, how can I use this knowledge to help travel agents? So I decided to take what I learned about avatars, about customer avatars, and here we're going to call them client avatars. And I wanted to take that knowledge that I've learned and put it into this podcast because I know it's going to help your business as well. Now, I'm well aware that the travel business is in a severe downturn, and my heart goes out to everybody in the travel business. And I do hope this coronavirus thing is over with, and it's over with soon. And you know, I just keep hoping that, and maybe in the next few months, things will somewhat get back to normal. Now, you know, as I said, the good news here is that this downturn is not going to last forever. And on the other side of the good news here is the slow time is an ideal time to begin preparing so that when things do get better, you and your business are going to be operating at a much higher level than ever before. So when talking about customer avatars, you know, I want to start out with tackling a couple of questions. And the first question that I really want to tackle, and I'm sure you're wondering about, is what is a client avatar? The client avatar represents a fictional person who will purchase a travel product from you. You want to build the picture of this fictional person as accurately as possible. And you'll want to know everything that you can about this fictional person. Now, your client avatar does not just exist in your head. You should write down everything you learn about this person and even pretend to have a conversation with this person. I would suggest maybe doing a Google image search and find a photo of someone, you know, someone that you like, a picture that's pleasing to you, and take this photo and put this in the document where you're writing your client avatar information down, put it in that document, put the photo in that document, and give this person a name, and from there you can begin your conversation with your client avatar. Now, here's a tip. If you need a good starting point for developing your client avatar, there are a lot of good templates on the internet for developing customer avatars, and you can find those templates just by going to doing a Google search and downloading one of those templates. Find one that you like and download it, and that's a good starting point. Now, the next question that I want to address is why do you care about this? Why are you doing this? And, you know, the primary, the overarching reason is for marketing. It's important to know all about your clients, know where they live, what they do for a living, what their interests are, where they hang out for social reasons, what their hobbies are, and how much money they earn or how much money they have access to, and what do they do in their leisure time. And there's a lot more, much more that you want to add about your client avatar. Now, you can kind of think of it this way. Think of maybe the game of golf. Would you go golfing blindfolded? Well, I wouldn't. Even an old duffer like me, I want to know where I'm hitting my ball. I want to know which direction the hole lies in. Actually, sometimes I want to know which direction the fairway is. Quite often, that's a challenge in itself for me. But anyhow, you want to know all this information when you go golfing. And if you don't know everything about your client, then you really are marketing blindfolded. You're kind of throwing the dart out there, and you're not sure where it's going to land, and you're wasting a lot of time and effort in your marketing efforts if you just don't know enough about your clients or your potential clients. Now, again, this information should tell you where you should advertise, you know, what kind of social media campaigns you should run, how you should advertise, who you're advertising to, and even what social events you should attend so that you can meet potential new clients. And one big important thing too is if you're interested in designing a Facebook campaign, ad campaign, or any other kind of social media advertising campaign, you really want to know where you're directing that campaign to, who you are directing that campaign to. Now, as you're listening to this podcast, you might think of me as being on a stage talking to many people. After all, you know, a podcast can have thousands of listeners, but in reality, I'm only talking to one person right now, and that's you. And the same thing applies when you write your newsletter, or you create your blog post, or you update the copy on your webpage, or even as you write that Facebook post. You're speaking to one person, and that one person should be your client avatar. That client avatar is your potential customer, and you really want to relate to that person. Now, remember when I said that you should have an imaginary conversation with your client avatar? Well, this is why. This is the person you want to communicate with in whatever forum your marketing message is going to be placed. And when you go to that social event where your client is hanging out, or where your potential client is hanging out, your client avatar, you already know what to talk about, and you know how to subtly bring up the fact that you know how to design fantastic vacations. And I want to emphasize that it should be subtle. You should work that into your conversation subtly. You shouldn't just come right out and I'm going to use the word brashly, just brashly say, hey, I'm a travel agent, I want to book your next vacation. You need to develop a conversation with them and get to know them a little bit before you jump into that detail. Now, the avatar that you develop, you know, that avatar could be different for the different travel specialties that you have in your product catalog. So you may want to do more than one avatar, more than one client avatar, and you may, you know, as you develop your marketing messages, choose where you're marketing at based upon your specialty and that client avatar that fits your specialty in the best way. Another way to develop a client avatar, and this is a very good way, you should ask your current clients, you know, ask them about their hobbies and what makes them happy, how many children they have, and maybe if their children still live at home. Ask them what they do for a living. Maybe they're retired. Now, many of these questions are kind of personal questions, and you can ask them in a proper way in a casual conversation. And here you want to keep in mind that, people do like to talk about themselves. And if you're a good listener, you may have a hard time getting people to stop talking about themselves, which really is a good thing, because you want to learn all about your current clients and learn all that you can. And, you know, in this conversation, what you're doing as well is, you're helping your clients to get to know you and get to like you. And, you know, that's the first couple of steps in getting them to purchase a travel product from you. Now, another great question is that you want to ask your current clients is, why do you like to book your vacations with me? Now, that answer is going to tell you a lot about what you're doing correctly and why your clients like you. Another question would be, what travel product would you like to book with me, but is something I currently don't offer? And this question, the answer to this question is, going to tell you what you're leaving off the table there for your better clients. Maybe you will even find a new specialty to work on, which is not a bad thing. The more products you have on your shelf, probably the better off you are. And the more that you can specialize, the better off you are as well. And we've talked about that before. You got to develop those specialties. Now, I'm going to talk about the other hand here. You should probably have a conversation with your least favorite client. And there could be a whole lot of reasons why this person is your least favorite client. But you may learn a little bit about why this client is difficult to work with. And along the way, you may even develop a better relationship with this client as you get to know them better and maybe as they get to know you better. Now, if not, then you may be on your way to developing a negative avatar. And the negative avatar is a picture of clients you really don't want. Now, again, you can go back to Google and do a search for another photo and find a photo of maybe some sourpuss out there and give her a name. Now, I kind of come up with the name of Caustic Carla, but you can call her whatever. And start listing things about her that makes her a bad client. Maybe this client talks to you, uses up your time, really never gives you a deposit on their trip. It just... they're just difficult to deal with and they're difficult to move them over into the I made a sale category. Now, at this point, I want to add a note here because I keep referring to your clients as her. And I really do that on purpose because research has shown that in a traditional relationship, the woman of the household has the most influence over the purchasing decisions for vacations. So typically, the person that you're going to be talking to, or at least trying to influence, will be the female of the household. Now, you got to keep in mind that as you're gathering all this information, this information isn't really set in stone. Your client avatar should evolve over time. And as you find new things and different things about your ideal client, you should add this to the sheet that you're keeping all this information on and refer back to it. And especially whenever you're doing any kind of a marketing piece, even writing a blog post or putting a Facebook post up, keep in mind who you are talking to as you do that. Now, in this next segment, I want to let you know about some information that I learned from Miles Beckler. And I learned this on his YouTube channel, and I'm going to put a link to this video in my show notes. It's a great video, amazing information here. And I just want to skim over the information a bit so you have some idea what Miles is talking about in his video and encourage you to go over there and watch the whole thing. But this information is something that you can really use to enhance your client avatar and the data. Get this, the data that you will obtain here is worth thousands of dollars. And using these methods to obtain this data is all free. You don't have to pay a cent for it. Other companies have done the research, and you just take advantage of the research that's out there in the public domain. And it's yours free to use, and it's valuable information. Now, the first place that Miles suggests to go to is to magazines.com. And in there, you know, find magazines that relate to travel, to your travel specialty even. Maybe Condé Nast or Travel and Leisure. There's a whole host of magazines out there, and I think most of these are on magazines.com. And, you know, find these magazines and then go to the magazine's website. And when you go to the magazine's website, what you're looking for is the media kit, or sometimes they call it advertising information. But go and find the media kit. And in the media kit, you're going to find all kinds of demographic information about the people who read this magazine. And the people who read this magazine are obviously people who are likely going to be interested in your product, especially if the magazine is a niche magazine, maybe about cruising or golf vacations or something like that. This really speaks to who your client avatar is. Now, what you're going to find in some of this data is the income levels of people who read the magazines, number of people in a household, whether they own or rent, just a whole host of demographic information that you can grab and use it for your client avatar. Another great tool that Miles talks about is the Facebook Insights tool. And to get access to this tool, you really need to set up a Facebook advertising account and go through that process of setting up your first ad. Now, to do this, you're going to need to enter your credit card information, at least one credit card. But you don't have to buy anything, because when you create your ad, you can just simply turn it off and not use it. Now, in the future, this is something you may want to do, but you don't have to do it right now. And creating a Facebook ad is really a whole different topic at this point. Now, when you get into the Facebook Insights tool, what you want to do is choose your audience, and you start out with choosing an audience that's everyone on Facebook, and then you want to drill down from there. You know, you drill down, you find people who like to travel, and you find this in the interest section, and the rest of the information here at this point, you just leave in the default setting. You just want to find people who are interested in traveling. And then there's a menu that's called additional entries. Type in the magazines or the magazine that you searched for earlier using information from magazines.com. And then you find people who like that magazine's page on Facebook. And you're really drilling down and gathering data. And as you drill down in Facebook Insights, you want to come up with an ideal audience size of around 80 to 100,000 people. 100,000 people probably is the max. And from there, once you get that number, you can drill down and look at their lifestyle data. Now, this data that you're looking at is data that is supplemented by Facebook. Facebook has purchased information about these people. They have spent their money. And here, again, you're getting all this data absolutely for free. And you can use this data to make your avatar more complete, your client avatar more complete. And from there, you can even use this data at a later time to create an actual Facebook ad. And, you know, just a side note here, I want to add that, you know, when you create a Facebook ad, you set your own budget. You can say you want to spend $20 a week or $100 a week, you know, whatever you want to set. And then you can experiment a little bit week to week and see what works most successfully for you. But, you know, you can drill down even to creating an ad for people in your zip code, I think. And, you know, you can really target geographical areas and target the people who you want to target. But targeting people who you want to target really depends on your client avatar. So it's a good thing to have this, a good thing to work on. Another thing that you can do is you can see what pages and what groups within Facebook that these people like. And I would suggest that you drill down into these pages that people like, and read the comments. And from these comments, you can gain a deeper insight into really what people have an interest in, how they're interested in your specialty, your travel specialty. Now, in the frequency of activities within this client insight tool, you can determine how engaged the audience is with Facebook. You can determine how often they click on the ads, how many like pages, or how often they like the pages that they visit. So that gives you some idea of their engagement. And you do want an engaged audience. for this topic. And the more that they're engaged, the more likely that they're going to be interested in your travel specialty. And in the devices section, you can see the devices that the people are using, whether it's, you know, an iPhone, maybe an Android device, they're using the web. And this helps you target where you might want to place your ads. Do you want to place your ads on a web page? Should it be in a blog? Should it be on a mobile phone or on apps that are on mobile phones? This helps you determine where those ads should go and what kind of device they should go on. Now, in the household section of the insight, you can see the number of people in the household, the value of their homes, whether they spend for their purchases, whether they spend cash or use credit cards, and you can kind of see where they're spending their money. Now, you just kind of interpret this as if they're credit card spenders, then that's an indication that they're purchasing things online. And if your audience and your Facebook data maybe skews a little bit to the younger side, then you may want to look at other platforms to advertise on, like Instagram or Snapchat. So now that's an overview of creating a client avatar. There's a lot of information out there. The information is usually called customer avatar, but in the travel world, we call our customers clients, so I'm calling it a client avatar. But there's a lot of information on customer avatars out there on the internet. I suggest you go to Miles Beckler's website. He has some great stuff on creating client avatars and how to do this drill down process. And it all really is beneficial to you, but for sure, you want to take a piece of paper, take one of those templates, and begin filling out your client avatar information. Now, I hope all of this has helped you. I hope it's interested you. And when you begin start using it, I really hope it helps you bring those clients in, because when this whole pandemic thing is over, there's going to be a lot of people out there that really want to get out and travel. And if you know where to find those people, if you have a client avatar, you do know where to find those people, you're going to find them and you're going to book travel. And I certainly hope you do all of that. And I would really wish you well in this whole thing, getting through this pandemic and really taking your business to a whole new level when this is over with. And I hope this helps. I'm glad to help. And, you know, let me know how you're using the client avatar. Let me know if you have any difficulties, challenges, anything at all that's useful, that you're finding useful, that I might pass on to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show audience. I'd be happy to do that. And you can let me know, you know, in a comment. I'll have this podcast posted in Facebook, and you can leave a comment in Facebook, or you can send me an email, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And like I said, a comment on Facebook, the Home-Based Travel Agent Show Facebook page is at facebook.com/HBTAS, and those are the initials of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I really do look forward to hearing you. You can always send me an email. I'm always happy to jump in there and answer your questions and, you know, start up a chat with you. You know, whatever you like. I just really enjoy engaging with our listeners here. And again, our whole goal is to just give you some information that's going to help you with your business, help you find products, help you find things, you know, things that you want to sell, things to specialize in, places where you can go to get educational opportunities, and ways that you can market your business in a more effective way. And that's what we're here for and what we're all about. So I want to thank you, dear listeners, for joining us on the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We want you to come back next month. We will be here in October. I don't have a guest set up yet, but I may check with Gary Ebels to see if he wants to come back and talk about his Disney experiences that he's engaged in, probably right now as I speak. He was going to go back to Disney in September and October. And Gary is typically a solo Disney traveler. He's an adult Disney traveler. He's an adult kid who enjoys Disney, and those things are all good. So, you know, I look forward to having him back, and we can talk about that as well. Let me know. Let me know if you like the show, and let me know if you have any ways that we can improve here. And if you get a chance, give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast listening device. Maybe it's iTunes, which would be great, or another listening method that you engage in. Give us a rating. So again, thank you all, and we will see you next month. And safe travels, everybody. Stay healthy, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.